It was a night something like this, 1992 years ago. The setting was different. The meaning should be the same. On that night, the angels appeared to some shepherds who were tending their sheep out in the hill country outside of Bethlehem with the announcement, "We bring you good news of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." 4 weeks ago, we embarked on a journey that brings us to tonight. We call it Advent. During the Advent season, we have sung the Advent hymns. We have read the Advent scriptures. We've climbed the slopes that have brought us to Bethlehem and to Christmas. You know, when we come to Christmas, our hearts beat at a faster pace. I think that is true because when we come to Christmas, we are faced again with the freshness and the wonder of the living Lord Jesus who has come to abide with us. And we hear the wonder of his announcement that God loves us, that our fear has been removed, that our warfare is ended, that we are forgiven, and we are set free. And I believe that Christmas is God's provision for his people. Oh, I'm aware that there are those who do not come to Bethlehem and they don't participate in Christmas. But our hearts are warmed, and we love the Lord. We would not miss it for anything. At Christmas, we find ourselves joining the shepherds and the wise men there in Bethlehem. We find Jesus in a manger. We fall down and worship him. We open our treasures and we give him our gifts, our worldly wealth, our spiritual worship, all of those things that would control our lives and keep us from being the people that God has created us to be. And then we leave this place and go back to our station in life, praising and glorifying God for his unspeakable gift. But the fact of the matter is, we do not really worship him, and we are not really committed to him unless we are willing to live him every day of our lives. I think we see this beautifully illustrated in a story that comes to us by a man named Edward Markham. He's written a poem about an old German shoe cobbler. His name was Conrad. According to the story, Conrad had a vision one night that the Christ would visit his cobbler shop the next day. Early the next morning, Conrad was out in the woods gathering green boughs with which to decorate the shop. And after the shop had been put in order, he prepared a very humble but a very delicious meal to share with Christ when he came. All was ready, and Conrad sat and waited for Christ to come. All that morning he waited, but Christ didn't come. The only person he saw was an old beggar hobbling past the window of his shop. His heart went out to that old beggar. He went to the door and brought him in. He saw that his shoes were worn out, took a new pair from the shelf and put them on his feet and sent him on his way. All that afternoon, Conrad waited. Christ didn't come. The only person he saw was an old woman. She had a heavy load on her back and she had stopped in front of his shop to rest for a moment. He invited her in and had her to sit by the fire, brewed her a cup of tea, and shared some of the food that he had prepared for Christ. She was refreshed, and she went away renewed. The shadows of the evening began to fall. Conrad waited. Christ didn't come. As the shadows of the evening began to fall, he heard a sound at his door. He went and opened the door to the shop, and there was a child. Little girl, she was lost. She didn't know how to find her way. He gathered her in his arms and took her home and then rushed back to his shop and waited for Christ. On into the night he waited and Christ didn't come. Finally, in disappointment, he cried out, "Why is it, Lord, that your feet delay? Have you forgotten that this is the day?" And then soft in the silence a voice he heard, "Lift up your heart, I have kept my word. 3 times I came to your friendly door. I was the beggar that you with the worn feet. I was the woman you gave to eat. I was the child on the homeless street." Then he heard the whisper, "As much as you have done it to one of the least of these, my children, you have done it unto me." That's the true meaning of Christmas. And with the renewed wonder of that meaning in our hearts, our Christmas celebration is transformed. And we sing with the angels, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men."